This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
16 till 8, been a tough traffic morning, and I'm getting texts here from three different numbers. Delays on a causeway, convoy. Another one says causeway to stop. Another one says there's something wrong on southbound causeway at the toll plaza. Traffic's backed up and nothing's being reported. We're looking into it. We'll let you know as soon as we find out. No convoying, I find out from Jordan Fiegel, producing from an undisclosed location. So I guess it's just delays. We'll see if there's anything else going on. Traffic coming up again in about 6 minutes. Joe Geruso joins us now, New Orleans City Council member, to talk about some delays when it comes to road work and bidders and change orders and contracts and my, oh my. How you doing,
Joe? Good morning, Geruso. Tommy. How are you?
I'm all right. I know working as a with a construction management company, I learned all about contracts and change orders and bidders, and boy, the devil is indeed in the details. Tell me what's going on here.
Well, the issue is primarily with all the FEMA work that the city has. Remember, after Katrina, the previous administration fought with the federal government for a long time. They got about $2.5 billion to repair streets primarily and some of the water system beneath the streets. There's been sort of two different sets of problems, one caused by the federal government and another one caused by the city. The federal one is when the streets were first diagnosed, they would say a street maybe needed something minor. And the terminology used in the city is patch mill overlay, which is just to patch a part of the street, do a little bit of mill work, and that's it. Well, of course,
say
predictably,
again, patch mill?
Patch. P-A-T-C-H, mill, M-I-L-L, overlay. Yep, that's it.
Okay.
Patch mill, yes. Yeah. So, well, of course, when the city went to go work on
second baseman for the Yankees, doesn't it? Patch mill overlay?
Yes, that's right. Or maybe the little horse at NOPD, I don't know.
Yes, exactly.
So anyway, but you go to do work on the street, and you do something minor, and what happens when you pull it up? The drainage system is bad. The sewer is busted. The water. So you have to go to the federal government. They have to have archaeologists sometimes. They have to do other things. And so to get the street repaired to the condition to which it needs to be takes time. And
so to be fair, Joe, let me interrupt for a second. Is there any way that the federal government could have known this before, or is this, well, let's go with spending the least money we can, and then there would be a need for a change order once you get into it, then you see where the problems are, right, or not?
I think that's right, but this is something we talked about after this was happening for so long, mm-hmm. is I thought there was a bureaucratic way to sort of have a loophole, which is go to the federal government on every street and say it's going to be a full reconstruction. And you watch us, and if it's we only need to do patch mill overlay or we need to do an intermediate thing, then you stop. So that way you don't have all these delays caused by bureaucratic red tape and does it need this or does it need that. Mm-hmm. So that was supposed to be happening but stopped. And then the second piece is with the city itself. And the city commissioned an outside group to come in called CSRS. They created a framework for hiring an outside project manager. The outside project manager would review processes and try and create economies of scales and communication patterns and generally make sure the work was proceeding as it was supposed to, and obviously learn from the totality of everything that's going on and start implementing better practices along the way, including, Tommy, to your point about if there was an issue with the federal government that they kept on encountering repeatedly, how do we stop that from happening from project to project? Mm-hmm. This administration shelved that report and said, thank you very much. We're going to do all of the work internally. And then, again, some things happened that made it challenging. They put out so much work at one time, which meant you had work in New Orleans East and in District D in different places and in Treme and in Districts B and A. So you have all this road work going on across the city simultaneously. There weren't enough project managers in the city to really manage it. And, of course, if you don't have visibility on all of the projects, you're not learning how to make them better. And at the very beginning, the city did, the contractors way too much time to do the work. In some cases, it was 500 days to do work. So what would happen is people would come rip up Street A, leave for 20 days because they weren't on a timetable of sufficient tightness, and then they go to other jobs, come back, which irritated people too.
But, so, you know, that's part and parcel, Joe, to me, pardon the cliche, but I learned a long time ago that's the way, no disrespect, and y'all, if I'm wrong, you can text in, but that's the way a contractor kind of does their work, because if they turn down a job, they'll never get it. So if they can take your job and then kind of put you off a little bit and take another job and put that off a little bit, that's why that always happens. It's kind of the business model for contractors, or am I making stuff up?
I mean, I think it could be the business model, but the problem was there are too many projects that were that way, and there's too much work within those projects.
I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying
right,
I think
sometimes. Right, you're just saying the reality of the situation. Yes, that's what the reality is. And the other thing, too, is the contractors have a job to do, but the city has a job to do, too. There's two parts to the contract. The contractor has to do their work, and the city has to manage that and make sure things are moving as they're supposed to. And then within all of that framework of the city doing the work itself and not hiring a professional project management group to do this and oversee it, initially, and this is a drum I've been beating for a long time, we've had five different directors at Department of Public Works since the Cantrell administration began. And it is so hard to have continuity, coordination, communication when you have those many people. And I analogize it to sports. So you're not going to have a successful program if you've had five different coaches in 7 years. It just does not work. So there have been all these delays and things that happen. And you're right. Part of what also happens is because we have a lowest bidder, somebody goes, they bid on the work, they submit the low bid, and then, again, more things need to be done. And that's when the thing called the change order is submitted, which is saying we know we were supposed to do A, but conditions in the field have changed. So therefore, we need to change the flow of the work, the scope of the work, to make sure it's broader. And again, that creates more expense. It creates more time. And sometimes it's 100% justified. I want to be very clear that there are many, many occasions.
Absolutely. It does. Yeah. That's right. Well, but to me, Joe, let me take a break here for traffic if I can, because when we come back, sure, to me it goes to the process at the beginning and knowing the project and what might be involved in it before you select a bidder, right? Maybe that's part of it.
Correct.
752 8 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 57.3 till 8. Quickly back to Council Member Joe Geruso talking about delays in roadway projects. So you got maybe the wrong contractor being chosen because then they seem lower, but then they're not really because they add on a bunch of change orders. They got delays with contractors taking on more work than they can complete at one time. And also, Joe, to me, it goes to what you mentioned, and that's what I did when I attended the University of Life, working for a construction management firm that oversaw all of this when it came to rebuilding of the Continental Grain Elevator. And it just seems to me that, boy, when all of this is done at the beginning, the person that's in charge needs to know of letting these contracts what is involved so as to know what is a reasonable bid and what isn't, what could be ahead as far as change orders go, and also include timeline stipulations and penalties in that contract. Am I missing anything?
You're 100% right. And, Tommy, one thing I didn't really mention you just brought up, too, is part of the reason we've had trouble, I think, attracting more contractors is because the procurement system, that is the way that we pay people, gets bogged down too. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it means you get only certain contractors who are willing to put up with it. Mm-hmm. And as a result, you don't get as big of a pool of people competing on all of these matters at once. And you're also right that if you don't have really good management and process on something so big and monumental, then it's easy for it to get away from you and to have trouble managing everything that's in front of you. And that's what makes things difficult. And then the cascading effect becomes people get irritated because the work is taking so long. And then the real one right now that's in people's craws is they're real happy about how downtown may look. But when your roadwork project in Gentilly or Lakeview has been delayed for years, mm-hmm. how come this part of the city is getting fixed so quickly and where I live can't get be fixed right for a long period of time?
Then you got, you know, the communication between Public Works and Sewerage and Water Board, where they get it fixed and they tear it up, right?
Another issue, back and forth between the two separate agencies.
It's a mess. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate your time. Happy holidays. We don't talk to you again, but we probably will. Joe Geruso, New Orleans.
We probably will.
New Orleans City Council member. All right, we'll take a break. We come back. We'll talk to Mike Pearlstein, WWL Louisiana investigative reporter, about ankle monitors, judges being notified, and ignoring the violations. Back in a flash, WWL.